You know, I'm not going to give up on this fake reality bubble revelation. And most of the time, people don't really open their eyes to it until they get hit with something. The lies that you believed about your government, it could be your own spouse living in the same house. There could be a fake reality bubble created, and you're actually in the house with them. And most of your stuff online is fake. Almost all of it. 99% of it's fake, you know. And a lot of people they might say faith alone and Jesus alone, but they always try to bring you back to rule-based living. I'm no longer fighting with them, but I'm trying to reveal some truths, you know. The programs that people are running on in the flesh mind, the fake reality bubbles, the illusions, you know, people put their faith and trust in some corporation, they put their trust in some human, and they always get let down, you know. Even if you have a good spouse, they're going to die one day and they're going to let you down. You might die before them, but somebody's going to die. Even if you do have a good one. And so these fake reality bubbles are real. It's so real that once you see through it, you realize the whole world is under delusion. You realize it's a death cult. It's everything around you is lies. Everything around you is lies. Even the average person who's just living their life, just going about their business, the money they use is a lie. The TV shows they watch is a lie. The so-called experts that go on YouTube, most of them are liars. And it doesn't matter what country you go in, China, Russia, it's going to be the same. Because the program, the illusions, the fake reality, it's all tied together. They program you from a child, and they programmed your parents, and they programmed their grandparents, and they program everybody. And it's all around you, and it's not like it goes away, because every time you get up out of bed, it's there. As soon as you get out of bed, it's there. The legalism. You can go to a local church and they can be preaching faith alone, and then they'll try to put you back under legalism. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. They try to put you back under works or levels or grades or ratings or rankings. Any kind of comparing yourself with one another. Anything in the natural. People will show up in your world and you don't know what their agenda is. You really don't know what their agenda is. And it takes a long time to decode their beliefs. And if it's an agent, they're going to hide it. They're going to hide it. Then you might even have family members, or you might even have kids that turn against Christ. And so you're for Christ, they're against Christ. It could be parents, family, siblings, aunts, uncles, whatever. They're against Christ, so they're against you. They think you're trying to be some religious, righteous person where you're putting on a... No, we preach Jesus, not ourselves. We fall short, but Jesus doesn't. We preach Jesus. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's messed up. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. To realize what you're really in. To realize what you're in to really open your mind to what you're in, is, and you take it to the nth degree, you'll see nothing but death and dirt and sin. Now you do see some growth, and you see some renovation, you see trees growing, you know, you see, but there's always the death and resurrection. But the people on the left-hand side of the cross, they're just in death and darkness and evil and pure evil. The only ones that can be righteous are the ones righteous in Christ. You'll get to the point where you start to cut people off, because when you talk to them, they might claim to be saved, but they're always talking death. They're living in the past. They're living in some kind of fear or worry or scarcity lie or something. I don't know what they're, I don't know how to break them out of it. I really don't know how to break them out of it. You can scroll through Instagram and see a lot of people who break free from the scarcity lie and break free from the gossip and the backbiting and the drama and all that stuff. But if you talk to them in real life, well, are they really? Is it just a show? Everybody stumbles, don't get me wrong. But a lot of these people talk a good talk, but do they really? It's easy to talk a good talk if you're in your mama's house or in your daddy's basement, living down in the basement. But when you have to actually get out here and work by the sweat of your brow, in the heat and the cold, and you're fighting all these forces, battles within and battles without, when you're fighting all these evil forces, anything that you try to do, there's always a resistance of some kind. It's off the roof. It's pure evil out here. It's pure evil. Pure evil. They try to project an identity that's not even you, not even close. That's the weird thing. You could actually be living in the same house with somebody, married to some woman that's not really spirit-filled or lost, and she's trying to project some identity on you that's not even you. And she's got to convince everybody else that you're evil or you're bad or you did this or you did this, because her agenda is to build herself up. Her agenda is to make herself look good. And why would she want that? Because she wants a bunch of flying monkeys to make money. It's always about money. When somebody's so worried about their image, it's always about money. It's evil. When somebody tries to project something on you that's not even real and get people to believe something that's not real, because she wants to leave and get child support, and she wants to run the streets and have a side piece or whatever she's trying to do. Trying to figure out who she wants to be with, even though she already made a commitment. And so she's out there running the streets. She's got to make you look bad, because it's all her image. It's a flesh mind. It's a flesh program, the flesh mind. That's the Jezebel spirit to the hilt. I was raised around the Jezebel spirit. I've worked around the Jezebel spirit. I know what I'm talking about. I watched them my whole life. I had to fight them my whole life. You know what's weird about a Jezebel woman? She'll come in all nice and sweet and, yeah, I believe the Bible. Yeah, I'll submit. Yeah, I'm I'm gonna help meet suitable. And as soon as you say I do, something in her circuitry flips, and then she tries to kill you. Really? Because if you have the allied, and if that's the religious kind. If it's the unsaved kind, somehow they get in the door. They're gonna try to get you to get drunk and on drugs because they want to destroy you. They want to destroy you, and if you're sober minded, they can't gaslight you. I've actually had two women in my lifetime that will sit there and try to gaslight over stupid stuff just to destabilize you. They lie as a sport. It's a sport. I don't even call them narcissists anymore. I call them psychopaths. I believe the narcissist is a psychopath. I don't need to say narcissism is two notches lower than psychopath. I believe they're psychopaths. They will do anything to destroy you. And that's in that video I upload about Eve, her battles with the snake still, and Adam's battles with his wife trying to usurp. But a saved woman, she understands about being a help me suitable. But these unsaved ones, these religious but lost, think they're saved. They're trying to destroy the man because they hate authority. The Jezebel spirit, whether it's in a man or a woman, they hate authority. And to be honest, authority will save your life. And years later, 6 months, a year, 2 years, they always try to get back in to see if they can fool you. But if they still have the Jezebel spirit, they ain't gonna fool me. If you're saved, man or woman, especially man, if you're saved, you should be getting sharper every day. Sharper and sharper and sharper and sharper. And you should be able to discern by the words that somebody speaks. You should be able to hear that program. Oh, that's what my ex-wife said. Oh, that's what my ex-wife did. Oh, that's what... It could be an Eve. You might, don't even have to be a wife. It could be somebody you went out with and they tried to kill you or tried to take you to court or sue you or take your property or whatever it is. Oh, that's the same thing they said. I mean, there's only a few games. There's only a few games with Jezebel, the female Jezebel. She wants to get in and be lazy and not be a helpmate, or she wants to get in, get pregnant, and get a baby daddy so you have to pay her for 18 years so she can free ride and go find another guy and get pregnant with that one, another free ride. And so she wants to stay married to you for 10 years so she can get your Social Security. What's another game? Another game is some Jezebel supposedly left her ex, so she's trying to get in your house, and then she'll go back to him and try to sue you and take you to court and take money from you. I mean, there's only a few games that they can play. Or they're trying to use one against the other. Somebody's mad at their spouse, so they go to another one and try to make one man jealous and fight against the other one to demasculate the man. She has to use a man to fight a man. And so she has to lie about each one. She's telling lies about the other one. I'm being abused. Well, why'd you stay with him for so long? Nobody believes your lies. Why would you go back one time? I'm being abused. I'm being hit. I'm being mentally abused. Well, if you knew that, why don't you stay away? Why do you keep going back? I've seen the Jezebel spirit. I'm talking about a wife. Disappeared. Off the face of earth, comes back, calls, says, I'm back in town. Can you meet me over here at the hotel? I said, well, I'm at the house. Your name's, you still got a key. Why don't you come to the house? Because her neighbors will see her. So then I'm staying at the hotel. Come see me. We need to talk. So I go over there. You spend the night over there at the hotel with your wife, right? And then the next day, you get a phone call from her mama. This really happened. And you get a phone call from her mom. She says, have you seen such and such? She's at such and such hotel room, such and such. You didn't stay with her last night. Yeah, I did. What are you talking? And then she sits there and lies to her own mama with her own husband because she's creating some kind of fantasy island for everybody to believe, you know, some kind of fake reality. She's telling everybody different stories. You talk about a Jezebel. You talk about somebody who's going to get somebody killed, you know. It's off the roof how crazy it can get. It's off the roof. But just on pause. So yeah, I had to just transact some business over here. And so I had to put it on pause. But yeah. Yeah, your daughter's in such and such hotel room. And I was there last night. I don't know why she didn't come to the house. She wasn't there. You didn't see her. So the only thing I could figure is her mom threatened to ride her out of the will. She wasn't gonna get no money. If she stayed with me, cause I didn't put up with that Pentecostal junk. Fake reality, fake facade, fake reality, outward show junk. And her mom didn't like me cause I told her what the truth was. And they put on a big show when they think, so you had a whole family of Jezebel spirits trying to kill me, and I'm still here, and it's still faith alone in Jesus alone, and it's still eternal security. You can't lose your salvation, and it's not about speaking in some kind of tongue, jibber jabber, and foolishness. It's faith alone in Jesus alone. Yeah, there's gifts of the Spirit. But the Bible says you should be able to interpret those tongues. But they can't because they go blah, 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 blah. It's babble. It's a demonic spirit. But they've been raised in church, so they think they're saved. So you had so instead of somebody leaving their home, their mom and their daddy, and starting a new unit and a new family, they still tied to the skirts of their mama. Long story short, I've seen it all. I've seen the hypocrisy, I've seen the lies, I've seen the delusions, I've seen the twisting of scriptures, taking verses out of context. I've heard it all, seen it all. I thought I had seen, even after all that, I thought I had seen it all. Then the New Age people came around and the esoteric people came around. They tried to pull me into some kind of esoteric stuff. And I said, all right, let me see what you have to say, but let me compare it with scripture. Then I decoded all their junk back to scripture. And they want you to say that Yahweh and Lucifer are the same because they're not born again. They're Gnostics. The Gnostics believe your knowledge will save you. The Gnostics believe they can get to heaven by knowledge. Just like the atheists believe, oh, I can figure this out on my own. And none of them want to see their sin. None of them will say, hey, here's how you catch them. Just say, do you remember a time when you were going to hell? Do you remember a time when you were in sin? I remember my ex saying that. I knew I was married to her. And I said, well, I said something about you were born in sin. She said, I've never been a sinner. I got saved at 5 years old. I've never been a sinner. And I told her, I said, Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners. All Hades broke loose when I said that. So you've never been a sinner. You've never had to repent of sin. You think that you're righteous. You've never sinned, but you claim to be a believer. I've come to the conclusion the reason God allows for these cults and isms, the Pentecostal church and all these other cults and isms, the reason he allows it is because the devil's people need somewhere to go. If they're going to reject the finished work of Jesus, the finished work of Christ, then they have to have a cult or a building of some kind, you know, to go. They might not go to the temple, aka the tavern. They not might not go to the tavern and drink, but they go to a temple that worships false doctrine. And the more I look back, the more I think about it, the more sick I get about just thinking about it. These people are sick. All that talk about a help meet, and yeah, we're going to do this, and we're going to go on this great adventure. And it's like, okay, sounds good to me. Let's do it. And then when you go on that great adventure of truth in the inward man, they fall by the wayside because they don't want to look at themselves. They don't want to look at their programs. They don't want to look at their trigger points. They don't want to look at their false doctrine and renew their mind because they're tied to this earth. They're tied to their mama or their daddy. Jesus made it clear, to follow him, you leave this place, mama, daddy, sister, brother, wife, even your own life. Give up your own life. But they're not willing to do that. And the sad part is, if their heart was toward that, the Bible says he would give you back what you lost in this life and even more. He'll give it back in the life to come and even in this life. If you put him first, you'll find out, oh, I got a born-again family. I got a real family. Oh, praise God. I can actually, he'll give you the discernment to see who's real and who's not. Now, there's some slick ones out there. There's some slick ones out there. And the more you study and the more you get in the Word and rightly divide it, the harder they come out of the word woodworks, and they're even harder to see at times, but God always reveals it. It's wild. It's wild. It is wild. I thought, okay, I escaped the legalist. I escaped the fake. I escaped the ex that was... I escaped the missionary that was not even saved because she'd never been a sinner. I escaped these fakers. I escaped the Jezebel. I escaped them all. Then I went online, and I had some deep thinkers, deep esoteric thinkers that some of them said they were saved, but the more you talk to them, you realize they thought they were God. They actually think they're God. And when they say I am that I am, in if they say I realize I am, when we see Jesus, we'll be like him. We have the earnest of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God in you, right? They actually believe that they're God. The Bible says you are sons of God, right? After you get born again. So you have the Spirit of God. You're sons of God. If your earthly daddy was from the earth and you're son of your dad, you're a son of your earthly daddy. If your spiritual daddy is God, then you're a son of, you're an image of God. But you see in Revelation that you fall down and worship the Father and the Son. You give your glory back to Jesus. Yeah, you're sons of God. But there's one God. There's one God and mediator between man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you see how deep the rabbit hole goes. And so these people are talking about Christ and Jesus. But then they throw in I am. And you're saying, okay, what do they mean? This is how deep it goes, people. This is how deep the rabbit hole goes. So you listen to them a long time. And you listen to their podcast. And they say, I am. The I am state, to be, I am. And Jesus said, I am that I am. And every time we say, I am going to the store, I am going here, I am doing this. So it's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. So anything that you do, God is actually leading you, right? And so you're not really real down here. You don't even exist. You think you're in a little circuit that you go around every day. You think it's you, but it's really God changing you. And so you go down that rabbit hole, you're listening to these podcasts, and you know what you never hear them say? The ones that are saying, I am, meaning they're God, you know what you never hear them say? They never say, I'm a sinner. My sin stinks to thy heaven. They're always blaming somebody else who abused them or did something to them. They never say to themselves, I'm a sinner. I'm just as bad as my abuser. I'm just as bad as my mama or daddy or neighbor or spouse, whoever hurt them. They'll never say they're just as evil, because the Bible says if you committed one sin, you committed them all. They'll never say that. And so it's such a fine line. It's so bizarro land that these people are saying they're God. And then they'll say, well, you're sons of God. And that verse in the Bible says you're little gods. In the Old Testament, he said you're little gods because you have the Word of God. And they'll take this stance. And the way to discern goes all the way back to what I said earlier. They never can admit sin. They never admit they deserved hell. And that's the issue. They never admit in Adam all die. You must, and they never use the term born again. They'll say they're saved. They'll say that they're I am in Christ. But they'll never say, I got born again. You see how deep the rabbit hole goes? You see how crazy it is out there? They're trying to get you to say that you're God. Apostle Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the earnest of the Spirit. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing, right? But they're trying to say that you're your own God. They're trying to say, you don't need to be born again. You just have to realize you're God. Do you see how deep the rabbit hole goes? These liars. These liars are so off the roof. It's not even funny.